Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, not for my voice, but for you. So as we proceed, it's going to get deeper and clearer and more specific. So my prayer is that the Lord will give you wisdom to know what to do with what you are hearing. Now I want you to look at the screen, and if you have the scripture there, this is the word of King Solomon. And he said, wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, what do you get? Now, give me the amplified version. Let's look at this. If you have the amplified version, let's quickly review this. The beginning of wisdom is to get wisdom, and in brackets, you have what? Skillful and what? Now, if the word wisdom was to be interpreted, please stay on that scripture, in today's language, 21st century language, AI and everything, another word for wisdom will be skill. Which means the word wisdom is an action word. It's different from knowledge. Your client or your customer comes to you and says, oh, can you do this? And you say yes. Okay, let me just throw this in the air. Somebody may catch it. If you are in an industry where there's a lot of competition, please, are you with me? If you are in an industry where there's a lot of competition, everybody is selling the same thing or marketing the same thing, there are three ingredients you must incorporate into that business. Number one, you must find a way to do it cheaper. Many customers or clients will not deal with you, or they will not buy from you if they think you are too cheap. They will think that you are a fraud. And let me tell you, doing well in business is not about pricing. It's about value. People can buy a pair of jeans for $25,000 and go to another location, buy it for $5,000. It depends on the perception of what that value exchange is. All right, people can sew a dress and pay $80,000, but you have Mama CD somewhere and she does the same for $4,000. It's about value. But if you're in an industry where you know that you don't have the might and the bite, you have to find a way to deal with your pricing issues. A lot of us here have started businesses, but we've not dealt with value. So even when you try to market something to someone, the person, just there, how much is this thing? $25,000. The person has not made a comment. You're already saying, but we can reduce the price. The person has not made a comment. He has not said whether the price is fine. You are saying, we will reduce. No. That's why you are not prospering. Let the person deal with the information and get back to you. That's the way it works. So you put in so much effort to produce an item, and then you go back home feeling sad because the value or the what you are paid is not commensurate with the value you thought you gave to that customer. So the first thing you must consider is what? Pricing. The second thing you must consider is what? Speed. Can you do it cheaper and can you do it fast? While in some other organizations, they will have to write proposal, they go for meeting upon meeting. You attend the person, mobilize us, and we'll get this thing to you in 3 days. The man already has a client that does the same thing. But those guys, they are very big. They are big companies. They speak a lot of English. And while doing that, that project, you know, you may be working on a very tight budget and you need to get what you need quickly. You tell the person, give it to me now. I think we were sharing this, Pastor Tokwe. Was it 2 weeks ago? And I said, look, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you value for the price. And I'm also going to give it to you faster. Number three, quality or value. I will give you what that organization is going to give you at what? A cheaper price and what? I'm going to give it to you faster. So we now need to see the devil that will stop you. Please, are you with me? Wisdom is on the street too. So this is just free information. It's free. I also got it free. So that word skill, put that scripture back up. It says get wisdom, and one word was introduced there, which means was to be skillful. To be skillful means something that you can do practically. You can do it so well, you don't need to pray. The problem with a lot of Christians is that they learn this, they graduate themselves. There's a film I saw. I was at my sister-in-law's place and they were watching a movie. Usually I don't do Nigerian movies because the storyline is more or less, we already know where we are going. After everything is scattered and we don't know who killed who, somebody will just confess, it's because I asked him for money. He did not give me money. So I now put one stone in the kitchen. And the man started having problems. That's the Nigerian story. Or like the one we saw yesterday, Grace Powder. Don't worry if you don't know what. But those of us who watched the movie, it was just a Nigerian movie. I don't do Nigerian movies, but I went to my sister's house and she was watching a movie, Afamefuna. On Netflix, right? Afamefuna. I hope I got. I watched. You know, my jurisdiction is in the parlor, so I sat down there. I was forced to watch it, and I saw the beautiful concept of how Igbo people, how they do what they do. I've heard it, but I now saw it. Go and watch it. Go and pay for your Netflix subscription. You know, I used to tell you don't watch Netflix. Okay, go and pay now and watch this one. Give them 3-5 or 4,000 and watch. This one will help you. You will now understand why it's difficult to defeat an Igbo man. You will now understand that many times when you say, "Oga, let me do freedom. I want to be free and go." It's not about how many years. It's about the quality of your character. You don't have the character to be free. It's better to be bound. It's not about the job alone. There are some things we call soft skills. Soft skills. Yeah, you may have the certificate. You may know how to do the job. But do you have the skills? How to collaborate. How to work with, communicate. How to express yourself. How to allow the opinions of every other person stand when your own is being rejected. You must have the character for the palace. There's a behavior of the palace. There is the dressing for the palace. Just like the scripture says, there is the allot's attire. Most of what we wear today, they are allot's attire. But you know, people say we should not talk, so we've kept quiet. There's a way you dress. There's a way you carry yourself. Even if they want to tell you we are not recruiting, they will say it with respect. But if you go into that office and you are looking needy, please, I don't have anywhere to go. Madam, get out. Come on, say skill. Now, there's one thing you must understand when developing skill. You develop skill in silence. A lot of us are too loud. I just want to inform hello, LinkedIn family. I'm so excited to share my experience in the automotive business in the conference that I just held somewhere in Abuja. It was a very strategic session. What you are trying to tell us is that you went for a mechanic workshop. You went for a mechanic workshop, and now you've not even taken your notes to go through all the things you learned. You went on LinkedIn to say, "I'm so excited, Chef Fam." You took a picture by the stand. It was for mechanics. There's nothing wrong with packaging, but please, do you even understand what? Some people are so crazy about the pictures they are going to take. It will not help you. The pictures will only help you when somebody comes to you and says, "Oh, you are at that conference. Can you do this?" And you say, "Yes. How soon do you want it?" Huh? Not that you now start looking lost. Yeah, after posting picture. You're not calling that friend. Hey, that point that please can you snap the that because you didn't jot anything. You know, you believe you have a magnetic mind, you know. So he didn't jot. You are just waiting to take pictures with the big names. Skill is a requirement for wisdom. That is one of the ways we know a person is wise. Eh? Because the wisdom, the domain of wisdom, what we call knowledge, is the accumulation of relevant information. But wisdom is the application, which means you cannot claim to know until you have applied. Are we together? Now, this is the year of our flourishing, and it is important for us to know that certain things do not answer to prayer. They answer to skill. And as Christians, God wants us to be mindful of these things. When God was going to recreate the earth in Genesis chapter 1, he didn't just come in and start rambling. He came in and introduced light. Come on, say light.
Light.
He brought in light. What is the current situation? What are we dealing with? What are we dealing with? You want to get married to somebody, have you taken your time to pray and ask the Lord, who is this person? Many of us will not pray that prayer because we are afraid of what God will say. We just want to marry. Your marriage will either be a prophecy fulfilled or a prayer point. Come and say, I hear you. Well, I'm one of the lucky people who will say that my marriage is not a prayer point. I can say it really because it's not that I'm not trying to make my wife happy. It's just the way it is, you know. I've never prayed. God, change her. I'm tired. I don't want to do something bad. I don't want to kill somebody's child. No, I've not done that. The scripture says, with all your getting, give me that scripture, get understanding. He said, for skillful and godly wisdom is what? The principal thing. Can you see it? Can you see it on your screen? That means that wisdom is a product of divinity. Wisdom emanates and exudes from God. Any other thing you get is motivational message. Give me that scripture. And with all you have gotten, that means the moment I begin to deploy wisdom, there will be an allocation. God will give me something to scale, to leverage. And God says, that thing he has given to me, that opportunity, that relationship, use it to get understanding. Which means that if I am called, oh my God, if I am called and asked, oh, this particular software, you know, you can tell them, oh, this one cannot solve your problem. There is another application we need. If you want this type of thing, now you have moved beyond wisdom. You are now in the realm of what? Understanding. Do you know that while I was working at the bank, and I don't know for those of you that are bankers here, you may know this. There are some branches that don't do some transactions. Huh? Hello, are you with me now? If you go to some branches and say you want to pay for your, what's that thing we pay for at Apapa Wharf? All those import, export, clearing, all those dues, you know, all those things. If you go to Yaba, they won't do it. I double dare you. Go to any branch in Yaba or even VI. Not most branches of any bank won't do it. But if you go to the branches around Apapa, because most of them just want to pay the dues or the tax and rush in to clear. Are we together? They want to clear their goods. But it's the same bank. Those kind of transactions, nobody in Lekki can teach you. Except the person has worked at Apapa before. And if you tell somebody to, okay, the bank is the bank. Any bank, you can go in. By the time you present your tax and whatever, and say, I want to pay, you see the person will be sweating. Under the AC. How did I know? Because it happened to me. My boss wanted to shame me many years ago, 2008. He said he brought his customer, he wants to buy BTA. I was hearing it for the first time. BTA, business travel allowance. My regional manager, he just wanted to prove that I wasn't smart. That was his goal. It's not anything personal. I didn't even know there was PTA, BTA, or whatever. Listen, some of you are praying in the office. It's not prayer you need. You need knowledge. When you are knowledgeable, people will respect you. The only time your voice is loud in your office is not when you are doing morning devotion and you people are praying before you start. And you are, the only thing they can invite you to do is to say the prayer. The only thing you are good for. Let's welcome Sister Yvonne. Say, our Father and our Most High God. But after that prayer, she will be cooking beans till 4 p.m. That means anything she do, you have to check it very well. You know, there are some people like that. Anything they bring to you, any work they have done, you have to check it too, because it's beans. That thing is, there's something we call beans. Eh? That means this thing we mostly can land you in problem. Well, anything they do, say, who posted this? Shamaka, okay, put it here first. Yeah, your boss will get up, go to the restroom and come back. Now where is goggles? He will start looking from the date. Amount in words and figure. Where is the customer? Where is a BVN? Check the signature. Was the customer here in person? Did he send so? You start like, even you'll be irritated. Like, why don't you trust? We don't trust you because you always cook beans. The only way we are going to respect you is if you stop cooking beans. Beans, I know the idea of beans is that you cook it for hours. So that means whatever problem you create cannot be resolved immediately. That's the idea when they say you are cooking beans. Osewa. Meanwhile, there are some of my colleagues, when I was in the bank, if they say it is Rauf that did the transaction, I can just skim through, bam, authorize. Rauf can later come and say, Oga, I made a mistake. Oh yeah, go and reverse that transaction. Reverse it. But there are some people, I will not mention their name. Wherever they are now, their ear will be getting hot. Because though I did not mention their name, if they say, it was Rolake that did, I say, okay, put it down. Where is the customer? I will ask you. I tell some of them, the customer must not leave the branch until I see the customer. Because it's you, beans cooker. I'm not joking. I went to work as head of operations in Idumota, right? Idumota. I went to work as head of operations. When I got there, I noticed that place is a madhouse. They don't have any corporate decorum and everything. They eat while they are working. They do. I got there, I said, what's going on in this brand? They can use toilet roll to withdraw cash. If you can sign, they will use it. And I got there. So when I said, this young guy, just guy, I said, what's going on here? No, please, can we have a meeting? People are like, we like this guy, he's very young, he looks very fine. I said, hello, line up. You see, if you are not skillful, you will be at the mercy, you will be at the mercy of people. You will just be shouting, you even need to work as a team. We can be a family. Madam, we will not work as a family, we will not work as a team, because you don't know anything. Stop teaching me nonsense. You see, in life, we don't know where we are going to meet. Oh, God, save it. You don't know what you are doing. See, we spend most of our hours here. Between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m., we need to be united. You people should stop fighting. We will fight. We are sent to fight. We are men of war. We are people of war. We are not people of love. We want to fight. But you came late. I came to the office. I assume somebody came late the next day. I just said, what's your user ID? I just sent you a query, bam, and copy the branch manager. This new Oga that they brought. please, I normally close around 5. I say, why? Say, you know, I live at Owolo. I say, Do you know where I live? Usually I say, hello. The moment you start kneeling there, I know you are a ruffian. Say what you want to say. Stop kneeling down. Well, this is a corporate environment. Say, please, just talk. What? You can't close by 5. Simple. That's what you want to hear. You can't move it to 5:15. And I want to see your report before. I want to see the report, your mail. Not that I've sent it to. I want to see it. So if you are in a hurry, when you send it, come and stand behind me. Let me confirm that the mail is there. And I will review it. The moment I did that, the owner, the manager of that branch was still on leave. They started, they called the regional office. Called HR, said, keep this man here. We don't want him to go again. I didn't know anything about diesel and everything. But, you know, most banks use diesel. I called my friends who were managers longer than myself. I said, how do you process your diesel payment? Hello, who normally does the post here? Any of us. What do you mean by any of us? That's why there's no skill. You need to do something consistently over and over again to gain mastery. Is it this one that is eating Amala and that they went to buy from? You know the way Idumota is? You buy Amala next door. The person said, we bring it into the office and say, madam, this is the Amala. And we have cameras everywhere. What rubbish. You have to dress for your environment. You have to dress for your assignment. You have to present yourself in the way you want to be received. Don't allow people tell you how you are going to be received.
Yes,
say, pastor, I prayed and I fasted. I don't know why they didn't call you back. Because even from the interview alone, they could see that you are not coordinated. In today's world, you go for an interview. You don't go to and say, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, nobody wants to hear those words. You are trying to manage me, to be emotional. Please, can you tell us about yourself? Oh, I love swimming. I'm a sportsman. How does that have anything to do with the role you have applied for? Tell me about yourself, miss. Tell me, give me your professional bio data. Tell me about you. Say, pastor, please, we are here. It is our heart. We'll be praying. No? I will not pray. Tell me about yourself. Oh, if the role you applied for is a digital marketer, I run 3 Facebook pages on my own. Then I've also been able to do this for my church. Give them information that they can say, okay, I'm also good with video editing. I can use CapCut. I can use Premiere Pro. You know, just tell them something. Let them make the decision based on your professionalism. Not, actually, sir, good morning, sir. It's good to see you, sir. It was Mr. Alex Ekubo. That Alex who used to be a manager in that place. Sir, they will treat you well. They won't be asking you that question. I went for an interview at University of OAU Ife. Because they had a candidate. Say candidate. They had their own candidate. They wanted to favor the girl. Unfortunately, I was also in that team. They were also going to interview me for the same role. See, this matter of skillfulness, if you add it to your life, your prayer will reduce.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you are praying about things that are not within the confines of prayer. It's not going to work. God will not come down. The girl, because they wanted to take her, she got to the interview. Oh, please, can you tell us what? Tell us about it. Oh, my name is Folake, you know, something. Her father works in the same university, so Otiwale. She's already favored. What I didn't tell them was that my own dad worked in that same university up to the year 1982 as a manager. That's what I didn't tell them. Come here, I don't believe in flashing cards. Anyway, the man is dead. It's not like I can present him. Okay, can you just tell us what's the full meaning of GSM? For a lecturing role in sociology, what is the full meaning of GSM? You guys say global. She didn't even know it. Okay. I used to know your father. He's a very wonderful man. All right, thank you. Take a bow. Let the young man outside come in. I got in. The theory of deviation that... I say, you people, God will punish you now. You want to shame my anointing. So I explained to them. And I went ahead. I made a mistake. I went ahead and told them that their theory is old. That there's a new theory that... Oh, okay, you want to educate us? I was in a panel with 18 professors. With my guardian could not attend because she's the one who recommended. So she told her friend to go and sit down there. So then I said, okay, please educate us, enlighten us. And I said, okay, so that theory was propounded by this, and then we now have this, and this, and that. When I finished talking, I sat down. I didn't get up. I just sat down. I noticed my guardian's friend was like, you have one shot. Take it. Take it. Take it. You are just Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Hello? Stop it. Stop it. Stop calling Holy Ghost. You should have done that before coming. If Daniel did not pray until he saw the lion's den, he would be dead. He prayed before he saw the den. I'm messing around. Sweaty. See the way you are sweaty. Grace is my story. It will not help you. It will not help you. What's that? What are all those quotes that people make? You will now know that the amenities God will not do. You will know. Because now you are not ready. And God is not the one applying for the role. Come on, say skill. Grow in silence. Stop wasting your time watching people dancing on TikTok and that's their own craft. But you know the thing I admire about those ladies? They are not ashamed. That's what they do.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Some of you sell biros, you sell clothes. You are even ashamed to tell the world this is what you sell. You are waiting for an angel to come and tell people about your business. You lack skill. Because even selling is a skill. The ability to sell and exchange value and make people pay for value and not buy out of pity. You can only sell to one person once and it's out of pity. The next one, if there's no value, nobody's buying. Come on, say get wisdom. I want you to be angry this morning. Some of us, people have been rubbing your head. You know, let me just backtrack, talk about my wife, Sister Wumi, she's here. When my wife got into HR, it's amazing, like, for Christ's sake, I went to school. You people should please appreciate the fact that I even went to school. Like, you know, because the way some of you talk to me, I'm almost thinking that you feel I didn't go to school. I'm on the mountain. I'm always praying. There are not, go and check, go and do the research. How many people were in the corporate world who are prophets and pastors? Come and give me five names. I was crafted in the business world in the midst of pain. I don't like counting money. I can count one pack of 1,000 10 times. I just say, okay, it's complete. But in the bank, you cannot try that. You must verify. One man say, go and verify. You must verify because it's not about you. There's somebody at the other end of the counter waiting for you to confirm that money is accurate. Sometimes your counting machine may even be faulty. You need to be able to. They say, wait, it was an evil man that taught me how to hold money in the bank. He said, bros, if I say, make a share of the door. He just did his hand like this. Shh. I say, oh boy. He said, don't worry, you are late. We started doing that at the shop. You just hold it. We can tell. If there's a fake note, they will see it.
Yes.
I read banking and finance. Stay there. I learned it from an Igbo man. Even up to now, my hand is still not straight. My wife got into HR. She was doing the work. My wife used to work in operations. Cash and teller, phone transfer, customer service. And I was happy for her. I was happy for her. Very wonderful. At least we are bankers. If people ask you, what do you do? Will you tell them you are cash and teller? You tell them I'm a banker. Is that not what we do on LinkedIn? Everybody's life is perfect. Nobody has any problem on LinkedIn. The day I knew there was a problem was when a medical professional, somebody in the medical line, sent me a CV that she wants to be a sales manager. That's the day I knew that. That's the day I knew that water. Gari. What past Gari? Is it water? When a pharmacist tells you, my passion is to be a sales, I say, eh? I was so touched, I had to invite her for, like, okay, let me just hear you out.
It's very touching.
They play. My wife got into HR through the training academy. Then she got moved to our department. And our boss, who is not Nigerian, called her and said, do you want to grow in this field? My wife didn't even know the opportunities that were in her field. She was only too happy that she even left cash and teller and all those things. My wife was a chartered accountant, balancing account. Come on, say error. It's not money. If you have the certification and the skill, you must aim higher. The scripture says, covet earnestly the best gift. Nobody will dream for you. Nobody will aspire for you. Keep complaining. Keep saying Nigeria is hard. That time should be spent dreaming. Bishop 3J said, even when we were poor, we dreamt of ourselves in the palace. But we are living in the slum. We are living in the slum. But every time we dreamt, we saw ourselves where? In the palace. It was my wife's boss that told her, look, this is the career path of this department we put you. My wife didn't know. It's possible not to know, and you are wearing ID card. My wife didn't know. And the woman made my wife promise her that if you decide to stay, I will train you. It was because of that woman that my wife, where was that place? Dubai, right? Was it Dubai? Sent my wife to Dubai for a training. My wife was trained. You know these things we do in the office, this KPI that we use. The man that developed, a very old man, was the person that trained her. But First Bank paid. Because after that, my wife went to Harvard. Some of you can borrow money to buy clothes. And you pay for 6 months. You can't borrow money to start a business. When you start a business, the first profit you make is not for feeding. You don't feed with it. You owed it. It's for the business. Hi. I wish somebody heard me. It's better for you to have ulcer than to spend that money. Come on, somebody hearing me this morning. People made mistakes. People make me, and I know things are hard, but please hear me. That first profit or whatever you make, there's no salary for you that first month. Too. You keep it. Because nobody's coming to get you. My wife began to grow in that field, until she outgrew the bank. Meanwhile, the woman that made my wife promise now left the bank. So my wife was free from the bond. Waiting for opportunity to prepare is failure. Waiting for opportunity before you start preparing is failure. Waiting for opportunity to prepare is what? Massive failure. You have to see the opportunity ahead. And some of you remember my story. When I first got to Lagos, there was a particular client I assisted. The man is a gate man. He works as a gate man. But he built his house at Aja, Adobadore. Do you know Adobadore? He built his house there. And he has properties. And the man came to my office one day and he said, because when he comes to my office, I help him write. He doesn't know how to write, but he can count money. I help him write. I help him do his transactions. And then one day he said, I want to help you. In my mind, I smile like I'm a banker. You can't help me. When he comes, he withdraws 20,000, 15,000, 30,000. He wants to help me. What can you do for me? He's an elderly man. He said, I have a land at Adobadore. I want to sell it to you. You are a good man. Say, go and bring the 1.4 million. Wow. This was the year 2008. Towards the ending of 2008. How many years is that now? 20 what? James, how much can we get a plot of land in Aja now? Do you have a rough estimate? 50 million. Do you know how much I've suffered since that time? If it was just today I decided to sell that, do you know I will not talk? I'll just collect the money first. I'll not come to church. I'll say, this Sunday we are doing praise. Come on. Then praise service. You'll see me dancing. Ah, pastor is really, happy today. He said, it's not you. There's kulele. Eh? Kulele. Oh my God, somebody's not. Then you'll be here. No, we say I decrease. Now God, I will begin to pray. But you will, if you press me, put a, I will not tell you this. That alert, I've deleted it. The man said to me, I will wait for you. Give me. And he was willing to negotiate too. I said, Baba, what will I do with land? I don't want this thing. It's a privilege for me to help you. In the market, we don't talk privilege, we negotiate. In the marketplace, the key is what? Negotiation. You don't go there and say, I did it for God. No! Nobody does anything for God here. The person that is doing that favor is also trying to scale. In his mind, he knows why he's giving that favor. But it's not a favor. There is something in his mind he's trying to achieve. And he wants to achieve it through you. You yourself, who got the favor, there is something that favor will do for you. You become a landlord. I came to Lagos as by night. I came to Lagos the first day. I had nowhere to sleep. The place I slept, I could not open my eyes when I was in the bathroom. Because the place was messed up. They didn't put a bulb in that bathroom for a reason. Because if you see what is in that bathroom, you will not be there. Where I slept at, where is that area now? Ijesha. Where I slept, we fight for the chairs in the parlor. Once it's like 6, you have to find a chair and stay there because that's where you sleep. If you get up, you will sleep on the floor. There's no egbon here. So because I was very tall, once he's 6, I'll just sit down. We'll be, as though we are gisting. But me, I know that's the position. Till tomorrow. Say, Pastor, you don't know how much I'm suffering. Are you the only one? Come, let me tell you suffering. My mom didn't know where I was living. I'm okay. But in spite of everything you are going through, you must not make an excuse to develop skill. Every opportunity God gives you is to scale, is to develop yourself. If you make excuse, you make nothing. My wife, there's one big telecoms company in this country that my wife, they interviewed my wife. And I don't know if this is too much information, but I want to be very practical because some of you, all you need to get to the next level is to be angry. All you need. You are already good. Oh, somebody hearing me now. I say you are already good at what you do. All you need now is what? Anger. Do you know how I feel? MJ, I don't know if that's happened to you. When they announce in the bank and they say, oh, there's a new senior manager that has been recruited, and you see the person's profile, the person joined the bank the same year that you joined. How did he become regional manager? You are still here. ATM, server, down. ATM. Oh yeah, issue ATM to customer. How did this person, like, you got in the same year? How? I don't know if he bothers you. Listen, God is not the one holding you. He's not the one stopping you back. The only thing is that if God sees you are not ready, he will block the road so you won't destroy yourself. Wisdom is his principal thing. The language of the marketplace is wisdom. The language of the marketplace is what? Is wisdom. People want to know, can you do it? Are you skillful enough for what you are talking about? People still send mail today. Dear sir, that's dear. The D is lowercase. Lowercase. Dear sir. Even if your hand is shaking, type the draft, let ChatGPT arrange it for you. I don't believe in all this AI. Okay, no problem. I know why they are rejecting your application now. Most of the applications and proposals I've written to anybody on earth, when I wrote it with my hand, then I told ChatGPT to reconstruct it. When I saw the difference, I knew I didn't go to school. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Quickly. Please tell your neighbor, be angry.
Be angry.
Tell your neighbor, you are not angry. Because the way people are sitting down, I expect somebody to have gotten up to break one chair now. You are waiting for a motivational message. I'm here to tell you the difference between you and that person you are seeing her, God, when. That the difference is what I'm showing you this morning. Ecclesiastes 8:1. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? See the relationship between what? A wise man and interpretation. Not somebody that says, oh, we are going to do this. How? The whole idea of being an intern, when you say you have learned a skill, is to learn how. Nobody wants to recruit you and they are now following up, cleaning up after you. Look at that. He said, who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom will make what? His face to shine. You get into the boardroom and you start talking. They say, what manner of wisdom is this? This guy is too humble, but look at what he's saying. This guy is smoking. There is no MD, there is no CEO that doesn't want sharp people around him. Say DSR, the lowercase, the S of the uppercase. Oh, SIR, uppercase. No subject, no date. It's like a carpenter writing a love letter. He said, wisdom maketh a man's face to shine. Give me that scripture. And the boldness of his face shall be what? There is something wisdom does to you. It makes you bold. When they tell you, oh, this thing will not, you will tell them this thing will not work. Because you know. Sir, this thing you want to do, it will fail. Technology has gone beyond this one. The good news is that wisdom is what God gives to those he loves. Wisdom is what God gives to those. If God really loves you, he won't give you money, he will give you wisdom. Because wisdom will make you expand. You become unstoppable. David, King David, fought battles all his life. From the day his prophecy came, battle. Some of you are asking, well, why am I having Paul? It's because of the prophecy. It's because your destiny is bright. That's why you're having those challenges. God puts God puts opportunity in the midst of obstacles. So don't bind the obstacle. Those are your learning, those are your tutorial, those are your learning experiences. Those are the things you need to get used to. So that when you look at somebody and say, I don't look like what I've been through, you know what you are saying. I don't look like what I've been through. I don't wear my depression on my face. I don't wear my sickness on my face. I didn't come all the way from the bank to come and fail as if. Do you know what it means? Do you know what? Oh, shh. Some of you know depression. Because this tomorrow now you are going to work and you did not meet your target last week. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. It says, but thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to what? To get wealth. That means wealth is something you get. Wealth is a consequence of wisdom. It is God that gives the power. You see, let me tell you, for all of you brothers, and I'm coming for you, all of you that are 30 years and above and refuse to marry, I'm coming for you. Not today, I'm still coming for you. Let me tell you, instead of forming big boy, I'm searching and waiting, you are deceiving yourself. All the good girls have been taken. Now, let me now warn you. At 35, when you finally decide, or 37 to marry, at 50, your first child is what? 13 or 12. You will use the time you're supposed to be flexing and playing golf. You'll be using it to pay for secondary SS2, SS. So if you like, stay there. Say you are doing, you're a young man, you are dying your hair. Very soon, the hair will not be dyeable. What is the prayer point of any man that wants to be a man? The prayer for capacity. You must pray for capacity. That what it takes to be a man, God should give it to you. That's your prayer. Not chatting with a woman at 11 p.m. The moment you upgrade, it already determines the kind of people that can have access to you. Come on now. It's not by carrying iPhone, going about iPhone 12. You need what? Capacity. When Joseph stood before Pharaoh, there was no time to pray again. Joseph's gift was refined in the prison. Come on now. I said Joseph's gift was refined in the prison. He had the gift. His family didn't celebrate it. But when he got to the prison, he started prophesying, started interpreting. He became very good at it. He became very accurate. You can't be accurate on the stage. Say, there's somebody here. You have a pain in your back. There's nobody. Okay, go home. Some other times, the person is there, but the person, you say, you will not use me to, I will stay in my, let me be with my pain. What is the purpose of giving us wealth? He said that he might establish his covenant. Come on, say covenant. Every time God works with you in very unique ways, it's because he has promised something. He has promised something. There's something he has determined in his heart that he will do for you. And that thing, he cannot give you the full scope because your mind can't get it. So what he does is, first of all, he gives you what? Power. He gives you capacity. Some of you, he gives you the ability to understand anything. Some of you found yourself in a particular office and they started telling you, oh, you do this presentation slide. You are like, this is not my job here. God has seen the next phase of your life that you'll be doing presentation. A serious person should never say no to work. Let me shock you. And I'll maybe, I don't know, maybe second service I talk about it, maybe. When God created the heaven and the earth, the Bible says God did not allow it to rain on the earth. Why? Because there was no man to till the ground. The word till the ground there is the word management. Is the word management. God will not give anything you cannot manage. No matter your prayer. So if you want something, go and learn more. Your knowledge base is the key to the next phase. Your knowledge base is the key to the next phase. Your knowledge base is the key to the... Your knowledge base is the key to the next phase. Not just prayer. Prayer will give you the spiritual raw material. It is wisdom that will make it visible. Because wisdom will make a man's face to shine. Say, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom above my years. Give me wisdom above my age. Expand my capacity for wisdom. Enlarge my course for wisdom. You said wisdom is the principal thing. Lord, let my mind begin to settle around witty inventions. Let my heart begin to settle around witty inventions. Let my brain and my soul and my spirit begin to operate at a new level that will command the attention of kings. Can you pray for yourself in 1 minute? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This world is not fair. Exodus 18, 1 to 6. This world is not fair. So if you are expecting anybody to be nice to you, you are making a grave, grave mistake. The people who are nice to you are doing it either for one reason. Maybe God just laid it on their heart. Or they can see something you can't see yet. Don't be naive. Don't be a child. The marketplace is not for boys, so it's for men. You can be swallowed up in the marketplace if you don't know what you are doing. Marketplace is the congregation of where? Of witches and wizards. It powers that rule the universe. That's where they congregate. Because they know anywhere there's an exchange of value, powers must be there. Anywhere there's an exchange of value, powers must be there. That is why there are people that are not married, because Satan knows what their marriage will, the damage their marriage will do to the kingdom of God. Don't be a child. If all the brothers you are seeing, none of them are good enough for you, you need deliverance. Because even the person speaking to you, 15 years ago, if they put 50,000 on my head and give you free, you won't take. Me. See, even my wife laughed. God, it's true. The only good thing about you cannot be how you look now, because you put your picture in one AI software. It now made you look very young. That cannot be the only good thing about you. We want to see your witty inventions. We want to get to a plan and say, Tina just left. Oh, no wonder. This looks like Tina's job. Not cutting corners. Not cutting corners and saying it doesn't matter. But you are paid. But they paid you. Did they pay you to patch it up?
You must do your work as if God is the one that will mark. Not that you'll be patching things and like, she won't. She won't know. Let's just, it's just one of those things. You know, no job can be perfect. Mike, I say, Father, see your son. Sabe, bring his fire. Bring his fire. Put it under. He's not ready. He's still patching things. Still patching things. Come on, say, God forbid. You won't patch things again, no. You'll be excellent of mind, excellent in spirit. The spirit of the Lord will begin to operate with you in a very strange way. There were people in Babylon before Daniel got there. But when he got there, his face shone. When you sleep, you must see wisdom with you. When you sleep, when you wake up, you must see that wisdom is your companion. Wisdom must be in the same room with you. You wake up, you don't wake up thinking, oh, they're pressing. Hey! Get up. It's because you are sleeping. That's why they are pressing. If you are awake, nobody will press you. It is good for a man to bear his yoke now when he's young. There is a time, no matter how you desire, you cannot do anything. You are old. Look at, give me that scripture. Exodus 18. I think I got that scripture wrong. Let me confirm. I'm looking for Bezalel. Is it 16? No. Maybe 17. Let me see. Handalibo Shutaya. Is it Exodus 36? Exodus 36, 1 to 5. Is it 31? 31. Go to 31 quickly. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. That guy is from the house of praise. For those of you who think that praise has nothing to do with your destiny, look at the covenant God strikes with them. Next verse. And I have filled him. Come on, say few. Oh my God. I want you to note all the items that this guy, if you go and read Isaiah 11, you will see that these were the same things that God filled Jesus with. Come on, are you with me now? These are the things you should be praying about, too. That your father's second wife, leave her alone. Don't worry. There is a way you will become great. Oh. they can't contend with you again. He said, I have filled him with what? The spirit of God. Do you know what it means to fill the spirit? It was like, it's like when God made Adam and Adam was ordinary soil. God now stood over and said, God breathed his own essence. He said, don't gauge. He never fool. This guy will wake up in the morning. He will just notice the, you know, there's a way sometimes, I don't know if that, you wake up like with, like your brain is active with ideas and solutions. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those of you in the design space, you know that thing. Just wake up sometime, like you get up before realizing you've woken up. You pick your laptop, you can be there for 6 hours. Am I lying now? Those of you who know what I'm talking, but there are sometimes you wake up, it's like they actually pressed you. When God, when you are filled with the Spirit of God, that's how you wake up. You just wake up, call this person. That's your next client. Oh, hey. That's your next client. There's a way you wake up. The Spirit of God wakes up with you like, call this person. Send a text to this person. Do this, do that. You think you know where your clients are? You don't know nothing. You don't know. The people that will favor you, don't, it's God that will bring them. Come on, say amen. He said, I'll fill him with the spirit of wisdom, and of the spirit of God, and that thing manifests what? In wisdom. What is the first manifestation of a man that has the spirit of God? Wisdom. Not speaking in tongues. And I thank God that I speak in tongues more than you all. Look at this one I'm showing you. It's there. I didn't write it, oh. I asked a question. What is the first manifestation of a man that is filled with wisdom? Filled with the Spirit of God. Please put that scripture back there. He said, in wisdom. Do you know that the first people who spoke in tongues, they spoke of the things that pertain to Christ? They spoke of the resurrection. They spoke in tongues and they magnified God. Which means even the tongues they spoke, was they were expressing the wisdom of God that was contained in a mystery. Things that people did not know and they killed Jesus for. These guys can shout out. People heard them. Who? So this happened. They spoke the wisdom of God. But you, when you speak in tongues, is that still that same old tongue since 1845? Nothing has changed. He said, in wisdom and in what? In understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of what? Please give me amplified version. Let's see what amplified says. I want to look at that word workmanship. Quickly. I have just 3 more minutes or 5 minutes now. I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and what? Come on, say ability. Come on, say ability. When they say, are you able to do it? And you say, yes, I can do it. The ability to say yes is from the Spirit of God. Because sometimes you may be gifted, but you have what we call writer's block, design block. You begin to struggle with the kind of concepts to give your client. You know, you are in a business meeting with your regional managers, and it will be a good opportunity for you to just say something like, who is this? Why is she not in the other room? In the other room. Where the decisions are being made. You are going for a board meeting. Don't go in carelessly with your laptop. Say, he can't deliver. The wisdom for kings. The wisdom for princes. When I get into that place, let their wisdom become lower than my own. Let me bring forth an idea that will make them say, is this Daniel? Come on, say, I am Daniel. Come on, say, I am Daniel. There was something Daniel said that made him preferred. There was something Daniel said that made the king prefer him. It was not partiality. It was wisdom. Ability. Come on, give me that scripture. He said, come on, where is it? In ability and in understanding. That means when you talk to him, he gets you. That person gets you. You say, this person gets me. There's a spiritual dimension to this thing. It's good to read books, but I want you to know it is God that breathes upon you. Come on, say, Father, breathe upon me. Breathe upon me. Come on, say it with faith. Father, breathe upon me. Father, breathe upon me by the Spirit of wisdom, by the Spirit of ability, by the Spirit of knowledge and understanding. I need to know what to do and the right time to do it. Breathe upon me. Breathe upon me so that I can begin to change levels. I need to know what to do. I can't stay on this level any longer. Breathe on me. Can somebody pray that prayer with faith and say, Father, breathe on me. Fill me with the Spirit of wisdom. Fill me with the Spirit of wisdom. Fill me. I don't want to experience this partially. I want a full dose. Can somebody pray this morning and ask God, Lord, fill me. I am tired of struggling. Give me the ability. Give me the intelligence. Give me the understanding to begin to labor where there is profit. I want to labor where there is profit. I want to labor where there is profit in the name of Jesus. Put up that scripture. 3 more minutes. He said, and in knowledge and in all kinds of craftsmanship. Hallelujah. That means whenever a product comes out from your hand, it looks like a work of art. People see like, wow, I haven't seen this anywhere. Do you know why many ladies are willing to pay $120,000, $200,000 for just a dress? It's because it's unique. If you want to do bespoke, there are some things, there are some prices you can't charge. But I want something like, I'm going for this conference and I want to look different from every other person. How do you know the people that will be in that conference? So you need to have the Spirit of God to tell you this is what you are going to do. The Holy Ghost is your partner. You have been running all these years without him. You only go to him when you have problem. The Holy Spirit said, give me that company. He said, give me that business. Give me that business. Let me breathe. Let me breathe. Let me breathe. Give me that business. Give me that job. Let me show you what I can do. When he handled Bezalel, he said, I filled him with my spirit. And that spirit manifested in wisdom. Wisdom has to do with speaking the right words. Wisdom, the Bible talks about a word spoken in the right season. There is a word that somebody says, it brings down all the tension. There is a word that is spoken. People don't look at you like, wow. Wow. And that's the end of the interview. you got a job. So others have the certificate, but you have wisdom. You have wisdom. Hallelujah. Come and declare, receive it. In the name of Jesus, declare, wisdom is my birthright. Wisdom is my portion. I know what to do. I know what to do. I am not incapacitated. In the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. Wisdom is resident in my soul. I cannot be stranded because I am a child of wisdom. I am a child of wisdom. My next season, I take delivery of it on the instrument of wisdom, on the instrumentality of wisdom, in the name of Jesus. Get up on your feet and begin to take prophetic steps and begin to change your levels in the realm of the spirit, because something is happening to your DNA. Something is happening to you on the inside, in the name of Jesus. Something is happening to you right now. There is a shift that is coming upon you, and you are beginning to demonstrate, you are beginning to demonstrate divine wisdom, divine wisdom. Hallelujah. Galamosutaya. Oh, Rabashitaline Mekosotaya. Zoparashatelelebo. Zakatabara. The spiritual man will rule his world. The spiritual man will rule his world. The spiritual man will rule his world. The spiritual man will rule the marketplace. The spiritual man will rule the economic space. I want you to cry out to God for the baptism of wisdom, to know how to go out and to come in. Can you lift up your voice like thunder and begin to receive this grace in the name of Jesus? Oh, Ramasita Balana Kosotaya. Shadaba. Ah, Rabasotaya Gadabasa. I will run and never be weary. Pay me for, pay me sorry. I will swear and never be tired. Your work pay me for, your work pay me sorry. Ale marobo shata. Oh, Oluwambe, lori aye mi yo. Oh, baby fo. Oh, baby sare. Oh, Oluwambe, lori aye mi yo. Oh, baby fo. Oh, baby sare. Oh, Oluwambe, lori aye. Shanda la bareba, shanda la basa. Oh, baby fo. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, I will swear and never be tired. Oh, baby, oh, baby, sorry.